On WYPR in Baltimore, Shot of the Block.
From the minds of Aaron Hankin and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of radio.
One city block.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
This is 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue.
4700
Liberty Heights Avenue.
4700 Liberty Heights Avenue.
Seen it rain this hard in a long time.
Well, I guess God said he's gonna bless the earth. Name is Anthony D. Arnold, at 4701 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. My story is I'm a former MTA bus driver. I drove for 32 years, been retired for 8 years. I'm enjoying life to the fullest. But I'm a man of modest means. The people that I done came up with died when I was a teenager because they was living that fast life. But more or less is, hey, I made it through the Richter scale, through that crack. 60 years old, just turned 60 this year. I'm just getting started. God said he telling the truth. That's why he hit that thunder.
Minutes after 10, and we have Rice and Peas going on right now, getting ready because we're holding at 12.
We have cabbage,
jerk chicken,
curried goat,
curry chicken,
brown stew chicken,
oxtail,
red snapper,
string beans,
tilapia,
chicken soup going on here,
whiting,
we have collard green,
plantains,
white rice,
and candied yams.
My name is Lena Winter, and the business is Caribbean American Eat, and it's located at 4740 Liberty Heights Avenue. My husband and my family, we all work together as a family, and we found this spot back in 2002, May 10th.
My name is Harry Winter, the husband of Lena Winter.
It must have been a wonderful surprise to discover what a good cook she was, right?
Yes, I was. Everybody been wondering why she cooks so good, and I remain so skinny.
Andrea Winter, and Harry and Lena's eldest daughter. I know my mom would like me to take over the business at this point, so I'm actually considering it, but it's so much to learn.
Andrea, hand me a spatula.
I was born in Jamaica. I'm the first of 11 kids, so cooking was a part of my life since my mom would put a wooden box in front of the stove and I had to get on top of it and start cooking, and she'll teach me to cook, and then I had to do it because I was the oldest. 3 minutes after 11, we have 57 minutes left. The same for time right now. 11:23, and the beef patties are ready to go up. Just a little more cooking. It's 11:47, and we're opening 13 minutes, and the collar is ready, the patty is ready. All right, you wanna cut these? So far, we look like we're running good timing today. Give me just about anything and ask me to cook, and I'm ready to do it. It's a pleasure. It's my whole life.
We have a rack of clothing here, women's clothing, and mainly you have suits and dresses, all colors, all sizes, just a different variety. I'm Jean Johnson, 4734 Liberty Heights Avenue, and I run Repute Nearly New Shop. It's a consignment shop, and I sell used clothing for people, and I do a 50-50 split when I sell the merchandise. I take in mostly women's apparel, accessories, hats, clothing, jewelry, pocketbooks. Fashion has always interested me, and I am doing what I enjoy doing. I love what I do. I love opening this door to this shop every morning to come in and to see the customers come in. I enjoy this. This is my calling. Good morning, Repute. Well, good morning, dear heart. How are you doing? You ended up with 20, it was 23, and I gave you a little discount, so you ended up with 20, darling. I'm your girlfriend, and I'm your girlfriend. I close at 4, Charlotte. Did you? All right, baby, okay. I love you back. All right, bye, sugar. Bye-bye.
Well,
Well, we have tobacco, cigarettes,
lighters, cold medication,
Bluetooth speakers,
headphones,
cell phones,
smartwatches,
kitchen stuff,
chips,
household items,
snacks,
beverages,
candy,
drinks,
bongs, hookahs.
Hello everybody, my name is Khan Noor.
My name is Shah Noor.
From Afghanistan.
Salaam Alaikum.
He's a great kid, he helped me with my business a lot. New York Convenience, 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue, Gwin Oak, 21207.
I'm 18, about to turn 19. I did 2 years of wrestling. I went to state, lost that state, and then this is gonna be my last year wrestling. I'm gonna try to go all the way.
He liked wrestling, but that's not his future.
What are some of the most important lessons in life that you've learned from your dad?
Don't get used.
It's very hard here because it's dangerous, especially at nighttime. Or the stabbing, shooting. Sitting here at 2, that was 1 o'clock in the morning.
I was standing by the cash register and my pops was standing next to me.
Watching see bang bang 3 times.
Coming from outside.
Just went out the door.
We both ran out to see what was the problem.
A guy is scrambling, you know, blood all over. He got 3 shots on the chest.
And we all held him together so we could hold his blood in. Put pressure on his holes, you know, the gunshot wounds. And then ambulance came, took him. He was pronounced dead that night.
He was dead.
Yeah.
And the next day, regular, like nothing happened.
Death can come anytime. You know, he didn't even know he was gonna die that night.
Mookie, 4600 block of Libby Ice and Gwin Oak. I've been shot up here. Bullet wounds, you said. I went through it. Man, unknown guy put the gun to my head. I blocked it, then I pushed him, broke off, boom, 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 some more.
Where'd it happen when you got shot? Were you out on this block?
Yeah. Right there. About 20 feet away from me where we standing right now.
My name's Tay Rock. We do what we do. You know what I mean? Not saying too much, you know. Man, that's hard for real, man. I've been shot 11 times, you feel me?
Did you say you got shot 11 times?
Yeah, 11 times, right here where we stand at, right here, at once. I got shot in the head twice, the neck, shoulder, arm, hand, stomach, back. Yeah, took that, came back, yeah, like it never happened.
And now you're standing back here on the same spot where you got shot 11 times?
Yeah, yeah, I ain't scared. Ain't no scared in my blood. Yeah.
Man, Lil Nat, 4600 to 2800 RNG, you feel me? Like, it's not like a nigga wanna do this stuff. It's how sometimes it gotta be, you feel me? Everybody can't be the good person to go to school. Everybody can't be the president. Everybody can't be a lawyer. Your generation been raised to sell drugs. You gonna wind up selling drugs. It's a possibility you might go to school, but you gonna wind up selling drugs. You gonna wind up doing something because it's always in that person, you feel me? You're not supposed to be looking out for nobody else to give you a handout. That's why I'm glad my mother raised me the way she raised me, you feel me? She ain't never give me shit for real. She made me go get it myself. That's why I'm still out here surviving right now, you feel me? You can't just come out here then you'll get respect and it's gonna be handed to you, get smoked like that on sight.
The hardest thing doing is trying to survive, stay alive for real. That's all, you stay in your lane. Be who you is, you can. Act like you something that you not. That's how you end up short. It's Chop. We on the 46, 47, 4800 block, Gwin Oak. Been around here all my life, born and raised. If you know Gwin Oak, you know me. It's our community, and we try to protect people from the police, because the police, they be harassing people more than the citizens in the community. The police rarely be the ones putting their foot down on people for real. So I'm out here. I'm surprised I made it this long, but I made it and I'm here and I'm happy for it.
Trey Day, man, I'm right here on Liberty Heights in Gwin Oak, you heard, with my Gwin Oak, you heard. I'm live from 15 though, Paul Heights. We laid back, fellas, you feel me? We really trying to get out of here. We ain't really trying to do this forever, you feel me?
What's it look like to you at that point in the future when you get out of the game? What do you envision for yourself after that?
I wouldn't really necessarily say get out, you feel me? It's just a different level.
What's that next level look like in your mind?
The next level looking like for me, you feel me? You know what I mean? To get these motherfucking pounds up on this motherfucking weed. You know what I mean? Go to work, you know what I mean? I got the whole block flooded, you know what I mean? I'm all right. You know what I mean? From Liberty Heights to Park Heights, you know what I mean? Down there to the Jets, Gilmore Homes, where Freddie Gray died. Rest in peace, you know what I mean?
So if you're just tuning in, you're on 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue. It's Out of the Blocks.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
My name's Trey. I'm on Liberty Heights in Gwin Oak. A lot of my homeboys didn't make it this year. Like, my best friend didn't make it this year. He came home and he got murdered. My best friend didn't make it. I lost a lot of homeboys over the years. So with me, I just try to just be out the way and just try and get straight. You know what I mean? I'm going to school. Going to school to be a nurse, you know? I'm just trying to get straight, get out the streets. That's all.
Yeah, I'm Ken Tay. We're on the 4700 block of Liberty Heights right now. Yeah, I'm a family man. I'm around here. But I'm about to go to school for carpentry and electrician. But I work for UPS. I actually used to be in the streets, but I've been stabbed, shot, robbed, almost killed 4 or 5 times. But having a job, you don't have to look over your back. You don't have to see who's watching you. You don't have to spin around the block 2-3 times before you go in the house, and et cetera. Like,
so there's a peace of mind now, it sounds like, that just was never there before for you.
Yeah. Big change. And I love it.
Yusuf Ali from Liberty Heights in Gwin Oak. I hustle. I thought I'd be a millionaire by now, long as I've been in the game. But right now, my life is really in shambles, man. I got kid on the way. My life is really wild right now.
How so? Say more about that. Like, what's chaotic about it?
Like, you wouldn't know. I sell narcotics. So, like, right now, I got enemies around.
Talk about how that happens. I mean, how do you make enemies?
I might take something from somebody. I might rob somebody. You think they're gonna just lay down and this guy just took my money and I ain't doing nothing to him. I ain't gonna do nothing back.
But you feel like it's worth the risk then?
If you got a record like mine, like, the jobs are not hiring. They're looking at your record, oh, you the second 3-time felon, you can't, we ain't having that, you know? I had just came home at the beginning of the year, and like, I just got caught up in this drug life again because I couldn't find a job fast enough, you know? And so now I could be on my way back to jail because of some fines I ain't paid yet. You know, they want me to pay like $1,000 as soon as I come home, but how can I do that if I don't have a job? And now you gotta go back out here and sell drugs because you can't get a job fast enough. The drug trade is just not my only hustle. Man, you tell me cut your grass and for $50, I'ma cut it. You tell me dig a hole for $100, I'ma dig that hole. You know what I mean? I don't care what you're using the hole for. I'ma dig it. You know what I mean? You be ready to throw a body in there, how big you want it. Yeah, I'ma dig it for you. You know? So it never stops.
I've been selling sweatpants, dresses, jewelry. So I've been selling different things in there. Hello, this is Robert. This is 4732 Liberty Heights Avenue. But I've been away for a long time. I've been away for about 20 years in prison. I had to make a new change. And I met my friend of mine named Mr. Mack. He gave me the opportunity to run this little business right here. He trusts me. Come out of prison, it's hard to get a job. People won't trust you. And Mr. Mack gave me a chance. He gave me the key to the front door. And the last 4 or 5 months, I've run this by myself. I'm doing good.
How old are you now, Robert?
I'll be 59 years old in about 60 more days.
You were in jail for 28 years. You've spent half your life behind bars.
Yeah, in prison all my life. I don't want to go back there.
Can I ask what the circumstances were or the charge?
Attempted murder. Gave me 65 years.
What was the story of what happened?
We were selling drugs in the project, Lafayette. And I'm dead wrong. The guy bumped me, and I shot him. And I paid for 20 years of my life.
I wonder what kind of words of wisdom you have for kids out here who are looking at a possible future similar to what you've experienced.
Okay, I'll tell them about my life. I was 15, 16 years old, got caught up in the jungle out here. And when you make bad choice, you gotta pay for it. You wind up with life in prison. You get life in prison, you finish. No return back. Your life is going down the road, man.
You tune in to Out of the Blocks.
4700 Liberty Heights Avenue.
1 hour radio, one city block.
Everybody's story.
Don't touch that dial.
Carry out 4702 Liberty High. My name's Mu Chen. We got so many different kind of egg roll too.
It's wings, things and more, 4714 Liberty Heights.
Six wings, fries, subs and can of soda is
$13.99. 4700 Liberty Heights and I'm George Clay. I'm just walking around helping friends out, doing what I have to do to make ends meet. I'll see you later, my brother.
It's Out of the Block.
4700 Liberty Heights Avenue. From Aaron Hankin and Wendell Patrick. 1 hour radio, one city block.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
My name is Henry Sorrell. They used to call me, and they still do, Smiley. This used to be my patrol beat for Northwest District. 4700 block of Liberty Heights. Matter of fact, when it first started out back in the 60s, we used to walk the beat back and forth. Matter of fact, they didn't allow us to have cars because they didn't have any. And I walked the whole area from all the way down to Nolla Parkway, all the way back up to Garrison Boulevard, which is a long way on both sides of the streets, and sometimes two and three streets in, you know, if a call came out, because it was a call box right on the corner of Garrison and Liberty Heights, that it was the only communication we had. You didn't have anything called radio back then, just plain feet.
As a retired police officer with as many years, decades of experience as you have, what kind of words of advice do you have for current police officers in this area?
Get out and get to know your people. You know your people, you don't have to worry about chasing anybody and shooting anybody. But every now and then you get a badass, but that's...
Hey, I'm Frederick Ballard. Been living here for 33 years. You know, I'm pissed off, you know, with the mayor and the city council because they invest in the Inner Harbor and they don't do anything for us. They let our young black boys get shot down the street and killed, and they don't support us. I pay $5,000 a year in taxes on my property. And no matter how black the mayor get, we still get screwed.
My name is Rain, and we're on Gwin Oak and Liberty Heights. I was born in B-More, you know, I live around here for a minute. I worked in this neighborhood for 21 years.
What'd you do?
I was a firefighter for 21 years.
What kind of perspective did that give you on what was working and what wasn't about this city?
When I was in Baltimore Fire Department, Mayor Kurt Smoke had came to the city council and the members of Baltimore City to bring forth a plan to save the city. He said he wanted to legalize drugs for health reasons, okay? Which meant that if he legalized these drugs, he could localize the disease, he could localize the drug addicts, he'd take the profit out of it, and now we don't have these black men killing each other over corners and drugs for nothing and colors. But the plan is not to have that happen, so what happened in between all that? Freddie Gray got killed, we had an uproar, those kids should be commended, they should be put up on high for their thought and their process. The organization wasn't there, but the thought was great, it was innovative. But we don't look at them like that. We look at them as hooligans because they burnt down the city. Okay, so what? In Watts in the 60s, we burnt down the city. Something changed. From destruction comes growth. Every time it rained, man, what happens? Something grows. When I was in the fire department, what I saw was wrong was, and this city was, that they didn't help the black kids. My first run was an 18-year-old black man that was shot in the back of the head, dying. That's Baltimore. That's life.
Want your hair straight?
Yes, I want it straight back.
Tamika Spellman. My business is Flawless Hair LLC, 4726 Liberty Heights Avenue. I've been doing hair in my neighbor's hair since I was 12 years old. My mother couldn't afford to take me to the hairdresser, so I decided to go in the bathroom and do some tricks. And they worked, and I was good at it. So people around the neighborhood saw, you know, who did that? I'm like, I did it. You know, so they started coming to my house for $10 a pop, no matter what it was. So I'm sitting there doing braids for 8 hours for $10. So, but I was a kid, so I'm like, it didn't really matter to me. And I loved to do it. The happiest moment of my life has to be the birth of my three children, because they're my life. My darkest moment when I was a little girl and my mother didn't believe that I was being sexually molested by my stepbrothers, and she allowed them to stay there. I started getting molested at the age of 2, and then I was always thrown around, and my mom wasn't there. I didn't have her as a mom. And I remember when I was 5 years old, she asked me, you know, I love you. You know, grandma's not the only one that loves you. And my grandmother's the one that took me out of there. She came over 2:30 in the morning. And because my stepfather would beat us and beat her too, my mother. So we would get beat every day, but it was we knew that we were gonna get a beating. So as a child, I thought that taking our clothes off and getting beat every day was normal. I thought that my mother getting beat up was normal. You know, I would go to school like, did your dad hit your mom yesterday? No? Well, it's gonna happen tonight. Like, I was sure it was, because that's what I grew up with. And after I broke and was able to tell my grandmother, you know, we get beat every night. We get home, we gotta get undressed, we gotta get beat, then we eat dinner. And then we have to do our chores. So I didn't have a childhood. My childhood was horrible, very horrible. So I want my children to get the best out of theirs. The fact that I could sit here, talk to you, and smile after everything that's happened to me, the fact that I can do that, that's only God.
Oh, I made it through, and it was all because of you.
Yeah, I'm Nat Rice, and sitting here right now and having an interview with Brother Earn at Solomon Temple Christian Church, 4717 Liberty Heights Avenue near Glen Oak. Well, to cut through the chase, God delivered me. One night, 29 years ago, I was at a friend's house, literally getting high all night long. Come out of the house about 3:30 in the morning, and my car would not start. So I called my wife up and asked her to come pick me up. While she was on her way, I began to walk up this dark road, and something just prompted me to look up to the stars and say, Lord, please use me better than I'm using myself. At that point, I felt this warm feeling come over me. So when the wife picked me up, she never even looked me in the eye. I got in the car. Now, understand something. I had told her 1,000 times before, I'm not getting high anymore. This particular time, I said nothing. I think if she looked at me, she might have seen the halo. I've never gotten high since. That's deliverance. I go back to my office, because at the time I had an insurance agency with about 30 agents. I'm managing all these people, secretary, big office. I go to my office the next day, and I'm sitting behind the desk, and God spoke to me in my spirit. People say, wait a minute, how do you know God spoke to you? Well, once you have a relationship with him, you can recognize his voice in your spirit, okay? And he said in my spirit, give it all up. Give this all up and go out and start this ministry. I say, Lord, you done lost your mind. I got 2 cars in the driveway. I got a mortgage payment. At the time, I was making $100,000 a year selling insurance. But if I paid the mortgage and all the bills, I mean, I'd spend $800-$900 a week freebasing cocaine. Okay? So I gave it up. And I'm saying, well, what do I do now? And a song come to me. What shall I do, Lord, now that you call me? What shall I do now I'm free? What shall I say, Lord, now it's a new day? Oh, tell me, what shall I do? Please show me the way. So he showed me in my spirit, this is what I want you to do. Don't worry about it. I will supply your needs. 29 years later, I'm signed with a Christian record label out of Oklahoma. I have my own independent label. I have about 18 CDs up on iTunes. I'm getting downloads all around the world. I went out and bought all this sound equipment and keyboard. I didn't know a chord, you know, a nothing.
So you got called for a purpose. You asked the question, what should I do? The question was a song, and the song answered your question.
And answered my question. There's a halfway house up there, transition house. But a lot of guys up there have come to services. One guy told me out there one time, he said, I love what you're doing, because we go out and do ministry on the street sometimes. And we give away everything free, snowballs, hot dogs, everything. They don't have to come to the church, but that's ministry. You're planting seeds. That's what it's all about. So one guy came up to me, I was singing outside one time. He said, hey, bro, I love your music, I love your songs. And you know what? He looked downtrodden, you know. He said, well, I'm gonna come to church when I get myself together. My response was a question to him. You say you're gonna come to church when you get yourself together, right? He said, yeah. Let me ask you this question. If I pulled out a gun right now and shot you in your leg, would you wait to fix it up before you went to the emergency room? So he said, no. I said, that's what the church for. Sin sick folk. Come as you are.
Hey, Radio Land.
Let me tell you what's going on.
It's 1 hour of radio.
One city block.
Everybody's story.
Out of the blocks of the 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue.
I cannot imagine my day without meditation. You just sit, you know, like let whatever come. So when I'm like sitting for meditation, I don't listen to anything. It's just like, I just sit simply, becoming nothingness, you know. My name is Pooja Shrestha. I work here at Boost Mobile Store. The address is 4724 Liberty Heights Avenue. I'm from Nepal, but I moved here with my husband, going to be one year now. But I don't think like I'll be here. I don't want to get like, you know, stuck to a place. So I definitely will go back to Nepal.
And in the meantime, you've been trained on how to sell people mobile phones.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm in a good mood, I really make a lot of sales. Like I can manipulate a lot.
Tell me, give me your best sales pitch. Walk me over here to the counter and try and sell me a phone.
If I was to sell you something, because this is like the most costly phone I have right now, so I'll definitely try to sell you this one, okay? You really need to have this, you know, because, you know, technology is a need that you should have a good phone. Connecting with your profession, a better phone is a must for you. I think it's better in my country, like how we connect with people over there. But here it's so different. So I had like a lot of homesickness at first, but now I'm like kind of used to, but I don't like this feeling over here.
My name is Young, last name is Seoul.
My name is Mi Jung Seoul.
My business in dry cleaning, business in Dell. The name is Sparky Cleaners.
Address 4721 Liberty Heights Avenue.
This motion is that we pressed on the man dress shirt, maybe a 30 second all done.
We just walking, me and my husband.
So it's just the two of you every day running this place. Daylight to sunset.
Mm-hmm. We could have a car. Okay, you can pick up after 2:35, okay? Thank you. Have a good day. I'm doing here everything in the counter and alteration and take care of the customer. And sometimes some picky person, you know?
So you'll do an alteration for someone and they'll try it on, they'll say nope, and you have to go back to the sewing machine?
Yeah, how do you know that? This is a straight stitch. That is a hand machine. That is a leather machine.
Well, right now I have an order for 2 cheese fries subs. My name is Mo. Work at New York Fried Chicken at 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue. My real name is Mohammed. First, you put the mayonnaise. Can't have a sub with no mayonnaise. From lettuce, tomato, some onions. Now I'm putting the cheese on the fish. Gotta dip it in the oil a little bit. This block, I've been working here for 4 years. So most of the people already know me. They're cool with me. Like, they'll be like, oh, I'm short on the money right now. I'll bring it later. I'm like, okay. If I know them, I'll be like, okay, just bring it. Like, I know you got me. Right now I'm making a cheese steak. Almost done with school. That's exciting because I don't like waking up early. Because right now I have to deal with school and work. I do my schoolwork here sometimes.
So you get your homework done in between making cheesesteaks, huh?
Yep.
Well, they know me around here as a white boy, Anthony. And I live like 4 doors from the corner. And I've been around here since 1977. Watched a lot of people come and a lot of people go. The neighborhood right now is a better neighborhood because we have the shop, right? It's good for the older people, the elder people, and we got the 57 bus that comes up. They tried to take that from us, they gave that back to us. So our neighborhood is really holding up. I sling laundry for like a hospital. You know, people be coming in there and they got blood or body fluids. You know, I just do that. I live with my mother, take care of my mother. Got a girl on Garrison. Life is good.
From 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue.
It's out of the blocks. More after the break.
Thank you.
My name is Reverend Daniel C. Worthy. This is a flea market that we established about 4 years ago to open ourselves up to the community. It brings people from all over the city.
We have tomatoes,
collard greens and cabbage,
corn,
chicken and dumplings,
peaches,
immense barbecue,
strawberry shortcake,
butter pound,
cheesecake,
coconut,
pineapple upside down cake,
chocolate,
apple pie,
zucchini sweet potato bread,
peanut butter cookies,
cinnamon buns,
chocolate chip cookies,
and we have apple slice cake.
All right then.
Can I have this one?
Sure can.
From 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue.
It's out of the blocks.
A simple concept from the minds of Aaron Hankin and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
As you can see, from a glimpse, nothing looks wrong with the building. But if you step to the side, it's all burnt out.
And there on the sign is your dad's last name?
Fields. My name is Evan. I'm a master barber here at Jerry's Beauty Salon, address 4710 Liberty Heights Avenue. My father opened a barber shop at 4704 in 1989, and he always tried to get me to cut hair, but I said, Dad, I'm not working on Saturdays. So what ended up happening is the shop got broken into, not once, but twice. On the second time, he says, can you just come up with me and just stay with me for a couple of days because I don't feel safe. So in the process, he had bought me some clippers and ended up start apprenticing, cutting hair. Well, I worked with my dad probably about 13 years, and when he decided to sell the building, I ended up getting an offer from the new owner to take over the barbershop. And that's when I started running it myself, and I did it for about 7 years on my own. One Sunday morning, I got a call from the owner of the building right next to me. Said, you know, a couple of buildings on fire on the block, you need to get up here right away. When I got here, it was fire trucks in front of the building on Liberty Heights Avenue and on the side on Gwin Oak, and I walked around there, and the whole building was engulfed in flames, and it started from the back and worked its way up top. So even to the day, it doesn't have a roof on it. Look, storefront is like intact, but no roof to the building. All I wanted was to be able to get something out of the shop. Well, thanks to the grace of God, all my tools were still there, and I got one of the chairs out of there, and my license. None of that got damaged.
What did you do from there?
Cried a little bit, said a prayer, and not soon as I said amen, Miss Jerry walked up the street. I told her what was going on. She said, is my building on fire? I said, you know, fortunately, it didn't go that far. She said, well, you're going to come work with me since you don't have, I know you don't have a place to work, so you can come work with me. And that's how I ended up at Jerry's Beauty Salon. So I've been here a little over 5 years.
There you go, sir.
Hey, how y'all doing? My name is Chris.
I'm John Paris.
My name is Flip J. Harris. Everybody calls me Stacks.
And we have 4722 Liberty Heights Avenue.
And the name of the store is Barbara's Groceries.
Barbara's Groceries, cheapest prices in town. Make sure you get out here.
Barbara was my stepmother.
She passed away.
And we pay homage to our relatives who have passed away.
To put their name on the billboard outside.
And that's just what we do. We just, you know, like to pay homage.
So they'll never be forgotten. That's a beautiful thing.
You know, we put our funds together and
we just decided to take a chance.
And we dug in and got it done.
This is not even a job. This is my dream.
It's a very refreshing feeling to be in control of your destiny.
Pride of ownership, man. That's what it's about. Not have to really answer to nobody but us.
We've lived a life to where as though we know how certain stories end. And we try to write an end to a whole different story. You know, we're not three Harvard graduates. We graduate from the streets of Hard Knocks. So that's a whole different program. And if you can survive that program, you deserve to treat yourself to something like this and live the rest of your days comfortable, not chasing something that is elusive and imaginary. Thank you, brother. You have a good one.
Sylvia Coates.
Cynthia Coates Harris, and we're at 4736 Liberty Heights, and it's called A Quiet Place. And we are identical twins who still dress alike after 50 plus years.
Why do you do it?
Because we're twins, and why not? And no matter if we don't dress alike or not, they're still going to ask the question, are you twins or sisters? And we say both.
Hello, I am Queen Boo, and we're at A Quiet Place Christian Bookstore.
Shayla is my youngest daughter. She's 19 years old.
You're one of the few people who calls her Shayla. Everyone calls her Boo. Tell me about that nickname.
We used to call her Buddha Bear.
When I was younger, I was like a little short, fat, bald kid. So she used to call me Buddha. As I got older, I guess people shortened it to Boo, and then Queen Boo.
My name is Queen Boo, and today on A Beautiful Experience, we have the young and talented Trayvon Ferguson, who is a hairstylist. Hi, Trayvon.
My talk show is called Beautiful Experience, B-O-O-T-I-F-U-L, Experience. It's on YouTube.
And she interviews anybody in Baltimore who has talent as far as hairstylists, rappers, singers. You name it, if it's from Baltimore, she's taking care of it.
God is putting all this together because he wanted me to do this. And once I started it, people came from out of nowhere. I met so many nice people. I love it. I love doing it.
Do you remember the first hairstyle you did or created?
It was probably on my little cousin.
What do you like about interviewing people?
I like getting to know them because some people would come on my show and you would never know we didn't know each other.
What do you think it takes to be a really good interviewer?
To be a great interviewer, just don't be nervous. Make sure the person you're interviewing is comfortable because it's their interview. Really, you're just the person asking the question. So just make sure they're comfortable, get to know them, and do your research.
How do you feel like this interview is going?
Good. I've never done a radio interview. So it's kind of cool being on the other side. I always wonder how that felt.
My name is Alan Blanks, Blanks Hair Care Center, 4716 Liberty Heights Avenue. My establishment started back in the 80s, and we've been thriving ever since.
My name is Will Jackson. I'm actually under Mr. Al as an apprentice barber. I'm trying to get to the level where he's at. It's like he's still water, and I'm still in the rapid phase, and I'm trying to get to that part of the riverbank. I've endured homelessness for like a quarter of a year, being downtown. Many people say that was the bottom, yeah. But I didn't realize I had a padded floor. When I hit the bottom, I could bounce back up. Being able to put your own key in your own door. So I'm already in an ownership sense of mind now, just being here, cutting hair. I own my place, I own me again.
We touch individuals on a daily basis, as well as kind of like sculpture their future. Because sometimes individuals, they might not get that type of relationship at home.
I'm from the Ivory Coast, also known as Côte d'Ivoire. I came to the United States because there was war in the Ivory Coast. And so we were a target of the government when everything started going down. My name is Mac Traore, that's T-R-A-O-R-E, CEO of Connection Recording Studio on 4732 Liberty Heights Avenue. We are a socially conscious entertainment company.
Mac is he's a very genuine person.
Brian is first and foremost a friend.
Hi, my name is Brian Potts. I'm the recording studio director for Connection.
I'm like on the visionary side of the company. Brian is on the technical side.
Heading into towards the control room here. Personally, my favorite room in the whole place. These are actually mic preamps that I built myself. These are clones of SSL and Chameleon Lab 7602 DX 900 compressors,
KRK monitors. This is one of my favorites. This is we have an API 500 rack,
Aphex oral exciter,
512 mic pre's,
all kinds of fun toys.
Yeah, they say go big or go home. So yeah, we went big.
We could have picked a place downtown somewhere or any other kind of upscale sort of neighborhood, but that's not part of who we are. Connection, Our values are harmony, quality, community.
An important part of this vision is bringing different styles together. The track that we did here, One Baltimore, was written and recorded in one day by half the people that had been here had probably never met each other before. But we came together with one common vision and one common goal, and we wrote and recorded that song in one day.
In the streets, the traffic is hectic. People lost and rejected. Outside, sleeping on a mattress. The system is constructed to make us slaves. Seems like we got more change than we did change. Fire and chaos has never paid off. But you see the results of what pain caused. We just want our chains off and to break free. We all want Baltimore. Spread peace.
When we opened the doors, some people told us, well, be careful about these people in the corner, be careful about that person, this person. I personally didn't believe in that. My approach was, it depends on how we're gonna approach people with respect and how, with time, they will understand that this is about them. And we decided, you know what, we're gonna start doing an event that is just for the community.
This is an event for the people. This is an event you're gonna bring blocks and blocks of people together.
So you guys should be like ready, okay?
My name is Dijon. I'm a recording artist from Baltimore, Maryland.
I'm undecided.
I'm Owalon.
My name is Davini Marie.
I'm Tyron.
I'm Jolie Sorrow.
Well, I'm Freed Script.
I'm Liberty.
My name is John Ridiculous.
My name is Oliver Spitz.
We love Mac.
Hey man, how you doing, man?
Events like this is what you need as far as artists coming together. You can't get no better than this.
You never know who's gonna walk through here and offer you, you know, an opportunity of a lifetime.
Okay, everybody over there now. Right, Brian.
Gotta get it rolling.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the women watching.
I got some wedge potatoes on the grill. I have hamburgers over here. I have hot dogs.
My name is Woodrow McCoy. We're in the 4700 block of Liberty Heights Avenue. We're at a function for the neighborhood. I've been through the hot dogs, we have potatoes left, chips. So we're gonna be good. Once they stop and come eat, we're fine.
After the music's done, they'll all be hungry.
After the music's done, everybody will be ready to eat. And I'll have it ready for them.
You've been listening to Out of the Blocks from the minds of radio producer Aaron Hankin
and music producer Wendell Patrick.
You can listen to this series on demand and check out photos and videos online at wypr.org/out of the blocks.
wypr.org/out of the blocks.
Aaron and Wendell want to thank every one of us
who took a leap of faith and shared our stories and our lives.
For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.
This is 4700 Liberty Heights Avenue, signing off.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Out of the Blocks is made possible with grant funding from the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund and the Cohen Opportunity Fund.